Welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast, the podcast that will help you embrace, grow, and be transformed by the transitions of life. Now here's your host, Debbie Ronka.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Transition Bridge Podcast. Well, today's episode is all about the experience that we encounter when we are wandering around in the in-between times of our transition. It's that time where we are on hold. It's a time of waiting for our next season or direction to arrive. And this could be so frustrating. And it also carries some anxiety with it as well, because it just seems like it's never going to end, this waiting period. Well, you've heard the familiar quote about the transitions are like the closing of one chapter and opening the next. Well, today, let's think about it as closing one door and opening another. And between those doors is a long hallway that needs to be taken. And it's in this hallway you will find multiple doors that are just calling out for you to open them. And especially if you're really getting frustrated about being on hold too long, you're going to just want to open any door. You just want to know what's next in life. And so we begin to process too quick our transition. So we begin to open doors too soon in that hallway. So, you know, that's why the questions like what's next or where do I go from here? They are the classic questions that we ask when we find ourselves in times of transition. You know, it's always about the unknown, that unknown that's just in front of us. And it's about the change that's difficult. And it just makes us feel uncomfortable. I love this quote by William Bridges. He says, "Change is an event, but a transition is the process that you go through in response to the change." I just think there's so much wisdom in that quote, because yes, change is inevitable and it's always an event in our lives. And how we respond to that change is all a result of how we come out of the transition, how we process that transition. The bottom line, it's all about the process. And the hallway is a huge component in that process. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about that today, because I want you to have that visual of closing one door in your life, and you know you're going to be opening a new one, but sometimes it just takes time to get to the right door. And there is this hallway. If you can visualize a hallway that you just need to walk down. And so, like I said, this hallway could be a productive place for you if we allow the transition to have its full process. You see, the question isn't, will I ever experience a transition in life? Oh, no. The better question is, will I allow the transition to process fully through me? We will always be experiencing transitions in life. They're just the story of our life. So the real question you need to ask yourself is, will I allow when I experience that transition to process fully through me, to have its complete work? And that's what the hallway experience really wants to give you. You see, it's in this in-between time of waiting for the next door to open, we can begin to discover things about ourselves. You see, transitions are a time of discovery. It's a time of revelation of who we really are and a deeper look into what we need to let go. There are also a time where sometimes we look back and we begin to see parts of our emotions maybe that need to be healed. It's also a time of reflecting on our character. Maybe how can that be strengthened? How can it be improved upon? It's a reaffirming of our core values that are really going to be needed in that new season that's ahead of us. It's a restructuring of the mindsets that we have, and it's a time to restore and replace the limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves. You see, there's a lot of unveiling and discovery in times of transition, and it happens in the hallway. You see, this hallway can become a sacred and a powerful place for the transformation that your transition really wants to bring to you. You know, an unevaluated transition, a hurried transition, or even an ignored transition adds no value to your life. You see, the transition is there to bring you to another depth or an understanding of yourself. It's always a time of growth. It's an awakening and an awareness of what needs to let go. And it's also a time of preparation so that you can arrive in your new season in a more healthy and productive way. This is the process. This is the journey of a transition. And I know it's hard and it could be painful as well. But if it's ignored, then we're going to always remain the same. And we're going to lose the treasure of discovering more of who you are and your purpose and your calling in this life. I know the hallway can be frustrating, especially if it's been a long time. You know, transitions can last anywhere from 3 months to 3 years, depending on the transition that you're going through. And it's also challenging. Here you are on hold and you see everyone else in their lives just moving forward. They're accomplishing their goals and their dreams. And here you are. You just feel like you're sitting on the shelf and it can be really frustrating. And this is where sometimes we get too anxious and we want this transition over. And this is where we make mistakes by making wrong decisions. We make decisions too soon that wind up being a wrong decision. You see, this hallway is going to have a lot of doors and possibilities for you. And if we really want the transition over, we're going to be tempted to just choose any door just to get out of that hallway. So as I was writing this, I was thinking about, do you remember that old TV game? Some of you I know may not have ever seen it, but it was called Let's Make a Deal. And the contestants would come on and they would have to choose door number 1, 2, or 3 for their grand prize. And if they chose the wrong door, honestly, it was so funny. It always would have something behind that door that you would never want to take home with you. Like sometimes they would just have this like old furniture, or one time I saw they had a donkey, or they would have an animal there that you would never want to bring back to your house. I mean, it was crazy. The things that were behind the wrong doors that they chose. But the one door, there was one that had the prize, the ultimate prize. And it always brought so much excitement and reward. And so I want you to start asking yourself these questions. I want you to ask yourself about the door in your life right now, or several doors. If you're in the hallway, and you're looking at these different doors in front of you, ask yourself the door that you're thinking of opening. Is this really the best door for you? Are you even prepared to open this door? Are you moving too soon and choosing the lesser door that within 6 months to a year, you're just going to find yourself unfulfilled and frustrated again? These are just some of the questions I would love to help you process and answer. And so my encouragement to all of you that are listening is to wait. And I know that's hard to hear. For you to wait and then maybe wait a little more. Allow the transition to fully process through you so you can open the door of reward. Open the door that's waiting just for you. And I promise you that all of the people that you need to be connected with for that next season in your life, they're just waiting for you behind that door. You want to open that door because that's where your destiny is. Don't choose too soon. It's worth waiting for the right door to be opened. It's all about the process and allowing the process to have its full work in you. And so, for me, what I've done for my clients, I created a process called REAL, R-E-A-L. And literally what I do is I take people through this process when they're going through transitions. first to recognize what the symptoms of a transition would be. And then there's an evaluation phase. I spend a lot of time here because this is honestly like the hallway, the evaluation of the mindsets, the limiting beliefs. And we even look into the heart where there could be still some unhealed wounds, and they all just seem to get magnified during this time of transition. So we recognize, we evaluate, and then we spend time coming into alignment to your next season, and then learn how to live and walk it out in wholeness and clarity. And so if you're in that place right now, you just feel like, I'm in this hallway, I want to get out, you want to talk more, I want you to go ahead and just schedule a free clarity call with me. Go to the show notes. The link is right there. Or just contact me at debbieronka@gmail.com. Listen, I know it's frustrating and you could lose hope or even the vision for your life, but trust me, it's worth the process. It's worth knowing and understanding what door is really meant for you to open in your next season. Don't bypass the process. It really has great reward and a new beginning, and you'll be so glad that you let that transition have its perfect work in you. Well, thank you for being with me once again. Please share this episode, and thank you all for the reviews and for rating my podcast. It truly means a lot to me. And I want to thank you each week, my Transition Tribe, as we always come together to embrace, grow, and be transformed by the purpose and power of our transitions.
Thank you for joining us today on the Transition Bridge podcast. We appreciate you. If you enjoyed listening today, please go ahead and subscribe or review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to check out the show notes. And for more information about Debbie, go to debbieronka.com. That's debbieronca.com.